Okay, and hour number three for you on this Tuesday night. Gary Holland is stopping by for a little conversation about mind control. That video I just played for you, or most of it. Maybe I'll finish the last part of it in this hour as well. But you have to understand that Gary, with his background, has already begun investigating, and his research on the 5G that is coming can't be denied. We've talked about smart meters for a long time. We know they work both ways. They collect data. They can also emit data. They are clearly using V2K, voice-to-skull technology, which has been around in its earliest stages from the 1950s. It's that old. It's 70 years old. They know what they're doing. But beyond that, I think that the injection into a living being, the consciousness of a person with emotional content, is now extremely sophisticated and can cause people to do almost anything. The voices are bad, but the emotional manipulation of someone, in my view, is even more horrific. Gary, welcome back to the program.
Good evening, Jeff. How's it going tonight?
It's going. Did you get a chance to hear any of that video?
Yeah, I did. Actually, I listened to the last half an hour.
Yeah.
Very interesting. This has been an ongoing project of DARPA for going on for the last 60-some years now.
That's right.
Since the 1950s. And this technology is only getting better.
Getting better every day. All the time. Getting better and better and better.
And I always believe the reason why they went to digital television and got rid of the analog signal, went to the digital signal, is for that particular reason. They're using the digital signal in our TVs and in people's houses for spying, for this, for weaponizing. You know, they didn't push this technology on everyone for no reason. They had no particular reason to.
Right.
There was no efficiency issues with digital signals versus analog signals. So there was no particular reason to force anyone to provide a digital signal unless you have a reason to provide the digital signal. And the reason why they do, they're embedding, ELFs inside these signals. They've already proven that they've embedded subliminal messages in the old analog signals, but what they've done now with the digital signals have perfected it.
Right, right. It's when you think about V2K, voice-to-skull technology, as having been around for 70 years now, and then you go back to the early work with implanting of electrodes in animals in the 50s, where they are now is far, far, far down the road from where they'll ever admit it. We are looking at smart meters, 5G, the electric grid, and I mean the electricity in your house. If they wanted to, they could run everything on the electric lines that come into your house. Audio, video, telephone, computer, high-speed internet, everything. But that has already been cut up into different pieces of the pie by huge corporations, so they don't do it. But the electric grid, electricity coming into your home, can literally be programmed to interact with you and your subconscious. And as you heard, and I thought perhaps the most important thing in that hour was the ability to identify someone by their genetic DNA profile, which is like a fingerprint, upload that into a supercomputer, and then have that computer distribute attacks and influential EMFs against you wherever you are at any time around the clock just by dialing up your DNA address. That's pretty damn scary.
Very scary, because they know the exact frequency that you're DNA signal. It's like a fingerprint. each DNA, person's DNA, sets a certain frequency off, and it's your own unique frequency.
Right.
It's a vibration, you know, it's a frequency vibration.
All they have to do is match vibration. It, and you'll take it right in.
Yeah, and the computer, that's what they have. They've loaded in the computer. The computer matches the identical signal that you're running off from. And then they just start your TI, especially. I notice they do it to a lot of, by the way, former government workers, for some odd reason. So a lot of these people are government workers that have become TIs. And they apparently know information probably they shouldn't have, or they just made someone mad. It could be as petty, by the way. It's just getting a promotion. The person who didn't get the promotion get bitter, and they're part of this program, and the next thing you know, people who are promoted, they're the victim, and they completely drive them insane. I mean, literally to the point of insanity, to the breaking point, said.
I think an awful lot of veterans are being targeted and used in these experiments of perfecting this technology and advancing it. That's why so many vets are, among other reasons, killing themselves.
Yeah. I've had doctors try to convince me to go. They have an EMI. They literally have EMI treatment at the Veterans Hospital here in Las Vegas.
Explain EMI, Gary.
Electromagnetic impulse. Which is basically, it's like kind of like a electromagnetic lobotomy. I mean, the way I was explained this type of technology was, well, it'll help your memories be dulled, and it'll help your memories go away, and you won't have as many
the PTSD
dreams,
memories,
you won't have nightmares.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, and it takes the symptoms. But I've heard people volunteer for that program. I would never do that. I wouldn't be insane to do that. That's you're frying your brain, basically. That's what they're doing to you.
Right.
And they already have that technology. So it's an EMI. EMI, by the way, again, is used along with the ELF. So EMI is also part of this electronic stalking and harassment and program. It's not even harassment, electronic stalking. It's electronic terrorism. That's really what it is. It's terrorism. It's nothing. You know, it's that saying it's harassment is gentle compared to what it really is. It's terrorism. You're terrorizing a person. And I don't think anybody who's driven to the point where they're going on shooting sprees could be held responsible for that. Now, the beautiful part about all this is, how do you prove it? You know, you're in the insane asylum. You go crazy. You go on a shooting spree. They arrest you. You try to explain to them what's been going on. No one's going to believe you. No one. Even if they do believe you, who's gonna look into it? Nobody.
No.
Who's gonna?
No.
What agency do you point the finger at? You know who to point the finger at. That's the most. There's two parts to how scary this is. The technology they're using on you, but the sophistication and the concealment of the people doing it is even more scarier, because they know never get caught, and you have no way, you have no recourse. You can either stay insane or go on an insane shooting spree, and then still you go to prison, and the people that actually caused this, they're never found, and they move on to another individual.
That's right.
And I believe that I believe a lot of this, by the way, Jeff, is also they get two things out of this. One, it's done for experimental reasons. What they want to do, I think they're doing targeted TI right now. What their goal is to do massive
absolutely.
TI. Yes.
That's what the 5G is about. That's what the electric grid is about. That's what all electronic communications, TVs, radios, they're all carriers of this stuff. Carriers, understand. Carriers and distributors. And once they dial your DNA, your genetic frequency in, so to speak, into a supercomputer and enter it into a database, you're done. This is pre-cradle-to-grave technology now, and worse.
Yeah.
Let me play the rest of this video. It's just about 5 minutes here. We'll wrap this up. It's a good one.
Effectiveness. Yeah, it's scary that mass shooters would be instigated to do these sorts of things, to initiate all these other divisions in our country that they're trying to do. However, what's worse to me is that this group of targeted individuals in our country right now, this is research, okay? This is not the end goal. This research to see what it takes to make people break is being culminated, just like a hacker gets together his hacks and organizes what works, what tools work to break the system. They're organizing what tools and methodologies work to break us.
We should expect nothing less from the beast. Jesus' own words warned us of this. You should count on the tricks of the New World Order beast to use this weaponry to try and stop us from calling out to him and to stop us from refusing the mark of the beast.
And my mind began to torment me and almost became literally blanked out. My stomach began to shout out loud, Jesus, please help me, I'm afraid. But the message couldn't get out because my mind was paralyzed and I could not process my thoughts whatsoever.
We know that a false flag of gargantuan proportions is coming that will instigate the entire world to take the mark of the beast. Many of us already understand they're probably going to use a fake alien invasion to do this very thing.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
Now imagine if amongst the blue beam technology where you're seeing entire ecosystem of an alien spaceship coming down, and then they start beaming into your head, they're coming in peace, they just need you to cooperate, and we're all going to get along fine. I mean, you can only imagine. We don't know what they're going to do, but I do know that this isn't the end game. This is the research. So this video is not to promote fear in the least. It is to create an awareness around the tactics of the beast so that we all are not fooled by these tactics when they come our way in the future. One of the things that I noticed when I'm studying all these targeted individuals, one thing that I saw again and again was that people turn to prayer. People turn to prayer to reach out and to build a more intimate relationship with God to get them through. And I see in the comment section over and over and over, that is the only thing that worked for many people.
Okay, so there you go. Yes, I've heard that too. Prayer is the only thing that will help some TIs break the cruelty that is being inflicted upon them, sometimes around the clock. Gary?
Yeah, I've also heard a couple of blogs where they've tried also psychedelics, and they've pretty good results with the psychedelics, and it breaks the actual, apparently what it does, I think the psychedelics themselves change the DNA signal. So the signal that they have already honed in on you before, that changes, so they aren't able to do that. So what psychedelics, I do not
check
know.
Check myself with the full armor.
Right. Right. I don't know the names. I've read little snippets here and there. There are things that can break down the targeted individual's electronic matrix that they're honing in on. Shuffle it. Ruffle it, somehow degrade it, so the TI techniques and technology don't work as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, and also, people have to realize the digital signal has changed. Like 5G, the signal in the 5G, by the way, is digital. It's a digital signal. Television has changed to digital.
Right.
Radio, by the way, radio stations, terrestrial radio, is analog on the FM and analog on the AM. But now they have HD. When you'll hear a lot of the
HD.
Listen to a radio station,
yeah.
HD2, HD3, HD4. Okay, well, them are actual digital signals that are in radio. You're going to watch. Within the next 20 years, AM and FM radio will all go to HD. That's the goal. That's what they're already, that's the reason why they're conditioning people. On every station you hear now, and they do the, you know, the top of the hour call sign, they'll say whatever AM, and then they'll also say HD3, HD2. And they're already letting you know. So you have radio stations that have already got digital signal. You got TV with digital. The 5G is digital. 4G is digital. So everything is being handled right now with digital technology, which why they can use, why digital is needed. Because what I, my feeling is, when you can put into like a operation, or you're going to put in a mass PI, mass mind control, you're going to use a combination of 5G, television, and radio. So you have all your digital signals, and they're going to be combining them all together and then using the electric lines, the high power, high tension lines. And you're going to have basically a total grid, electric grid, nationwide.
Right. Worldwide.
I mean, it's just really, there's a worldwide at this point. How are you going to get away? How can you get away from it?
Remember the plan to put all the satellites?
Yeah.
So you literally anywhere on the planet can get online. They make it sound like a worldwide convenience, but it's a worldwide control technology is what it is.
Yeah, exactly what it is. Well, that's still in the planning. They want to have internet worldwide, like literally even in every continent. And they were talking about even flying 24/7 drones that just fly around all the time, nonstop, just fly and circle the planet. And, that's sort of the planet, but circle over, a country.
DSL platforms is what they are.
Yep. And basically, they're going to be saved with a digital signal, and of course, they're going to be shooting digital signals in the waves onto the up down from the air to ground, and then that's going to be a control grid too. What they want to do with everyone when they put them in this under this trance, it ain't nothing good. You don't want to put people in a semi-hypnotic state, in order to be nice to people. You got some really, really evil intentions.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And people have to realize that. And by the way, the ones who are creating this, the ones who are implementing this, they already got the technology to counteract it. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to be affected by this. Only the people they want affected are the ones going to be affected. And I remember, this is going to happen. I already believe it's already happening already, because you can just see how people are acting worldwide, how people don't get mad at certain things, how they can, you get these pop-up
look how, mobs. All right, wait a minute. Hold on. You're right. Look in Europe at how the masses of Europeans, no matter what country, are not out in the streets protesting the forced invasion of Europe by black and Arab Muslims. They're not out in the streets. Why not? Well, here's your answer. We're talking about it. They're being EMF'd.
And they are, of course they are. And then what they do is they take, they're already, seven BC, 700 BC morons that are basically a step above, dirt, dumb as rocks. And what they'll do is they take their DNA, and then they put them on this mass mind control where they go crazy, where they go on these rapes, these riots, they murders, and what they keep in this carnage they're causing. So they just say that they encourage it, and then of course they use that for their own advantage. And the people in Europe just do nothing. Matter of fact, they're even getting worse in Europe. It doesn't even look like they're even. There's a few pockets of people here and there who get mad and they're protesting, but they even figure out ways to kind of squash them people. Even it's like any resistance immediately gets dealt with, and they deal with them harsh, and they're not dealing with them. And like I said, and the majority of the population is just.
It's amazing.
I don't know what it is.
And it's we can see it here too. Look at Minneapolis. You got 150,000, 200,000 Somalis who now have no-go areas. Cops don't go. Why isn't there an outrage? Why isn't there a massive public outcry about the importation of Muslims with this United Nations refugee resettlement program that was never voted on by the Congress or the American public, and that Reagan, I don't think he was involved with it, but it's been trickling in for years, and now Trump won't even talk about it. He could stop it in a minute. We should not be in the United Nations at all. Trump could stop that UN refugee resettlement program right now with an executive order. It is a national security threat. Period. End of story.
And there's nowhere that we're required to take not even one person. I don't understand how the people in this country allow these judges to make these rulings that have, they're not even based on law, they're not even based on the Constitution, they're based on their own personal feelings. And how these judges keep their jobs is beyond me. And you know, and what it takes is takes people to say, no more refugee program, period. We don't want it no more. We're going to decide for the government there's going to be no more. When you get what you need to do is civil disobedience. You see a neighborhood, when people say they wake up and next day they know the whole apartment building is loaded with refugees, that's when the town people circle the apartment building.
They should circle the building.
And say, time for you
get
to
them out
leave.
Of here. Get them out. Start
it's,
walking,
it's called,
hit the
you
road,
know,
whatever.
What you call it frontier justice. And it's really, I believe this country is going to, there's going to be pockets of this country in the next few years. You're going to start seeing that. Nobody wants people coming into their communities, a stable, wonderful, safe community. And next thing you know, you have Mogadishu sitting next door to you. They don't want that.
No. All right.
And
hold
if people
on.
Need to do something about it.
Yeah. If we don't, we'll be looking like Europe real fast. Unless we live in Hungary, they got a real courageous government there, and they're nice to see, but it's in the minority. Hold on, back in a minute. Okay, we are back with Gary Holland this hour talking about mind control. Here, let me read a little bit. This is very good. Modern telecommunications usually involves devices that can both send and receive wireless signals. These devices are almost invariably capable of producing and receiving signals that affect our moods, our thoughts, our emotions, and our bodily functions. Your cell phone, smartphone is a psychotronic weapon. That means that your cell phone, smartphone can read and control and probably is reading and controlling your mind and your life. People should care more about that than whomever is currently on TV. Most of the fields of man-made electromagnetic energy we experience on a routine daily basis are byproducts of modern industry. Electrical power grids, telecommunications, and all electrically powered devices produce them. As generally opposed to naturally occurring fields of the Earth's magnetic energy, man-made fields of electromagnetic energy, EMF, have been found to be generally bad for humans. I'm going to skip ahead a little. Electromagnetic energy. So just remember that. That thing you're holding in your hand many of you right now, that thing is a psychotronic weapon. Electromagnetic energy can be produced and directed to influence human moods, thoughts, and bodily functions. Devices that do this, again, are psychotronic weapons or psychotronics. Psychotronic weaponry utilizes electromagnetic energy frequencies, primarily in the extremely low frequency, ELF range, 3 to 30 hertz, because ELF is primarily the frequency that is the range of the electromagnetic energy the human brain naturally sends and receives. Electromagnetic fields in the very low frequency, that's 3 to 30 hertz, and super low frequency, 3 to 300 hertz, ranges can also have psychotronic effects. Man-made electromagnetic energy produced and applied in the ELF range can be synchronized to human brain waves so that the brain becomes entrained. The targeted individual's brain waves are firstly scanned to determine the frequency of the EM his or her brain is currently producing. Then that same frequency produced by the targeted individual's brain is produced by the psychotronic weapon and directed at the targeted individual. Your smartphone reads your brain waves, imitates them, recreates them, carries incoming signals, and distributes them on your own brain's frequency waves as if they are your own thoughts. Once the targeted individual's brain waves have been synchronized with the EM produced by the psychotronic weapon, the frequency produced by the psychotronic weapon is then gradually altered. Due to this synchronization, as the EM produced by the psychotronic weapon is gradually altered to produce any desired effects, the targeted individual's brain waves will follow right along. This is the process of brain entrainment. We don't have much of a chance, Gary, as masses of people. They don't know. They don't get this. 5G, they're going to buy all new smartphones for the 5G system because the current smartphones will have to be trashed. Their brain will be red, their frequency and modulation red, and then whatever mass information put out to change human behavior will be picked up by that psychotronic weapon and put right into your brain, which will follow right along.
Yep. And that's what, in technology, this research has been going on, especially in this newer technology research. A lot of it's been originating, by the way, in Israel. Israel's been on the forefront.
What a shock.
Of this ELF technology.
Yeah.
They brag about it. And if you go on, there's numerous Israeli publication websites where they've admitted, you know, of using this technology even against the Palestinians. And they've already admitted doing that. So this is technology that, you know,
it's
you
deployed.
Get.
It's not experimental. It's deployed.
It's deployed, and you see the people behind it. And as soon as you hear Israel behind anything, it usually is something. It's never for the betterment of humanity. It's usually something negative against humanity.
Right.
And this is pretty. This is some dangerous stuff. How the people in this country, I guess they're already part of the program of this.
I think they've already been taken. Yeah.
I think there's a certain frequency range that it works. I think, I don't know the percentage of the population, but I would assume
it's
40-50%. Yeah. There's like 40-50% of the population that has like a general frequency that
right.
they operate on,
right.
where they can just take that 50% and already take them out of the game. And just they're the ones who put the hat on backwards, swilling beer, you know, shoving burgers down her throat, watching the felons run up and down the field at the sports bar.
Well,
that's
said.
The type that yeah. are already out. They're out of the game completely. Never will be in the game. You know, they're
right.
extremely overweight. So if any reason, see, that's the problem with health wise. These people are not going to, if tonight we were to have a mass invasion from another country, how many people do you think in this country, Jeff, are physically able to mount a resistance? I mean, there's no, I see these people, most have these huge stomachs. They're tired when they're walking. They can barely walk to the door of the store before they're out of breath. A lot of them are using these now electric carts that, you know, go around stores
right,
and
right.
they don't walk.
Right, no.
So, you know, and then you have all that, your body's already fighting off GMOs and preservatives and garbage food, then be hit with all these EOFs. The human doesn't have the chance anymore. They just don't. I mean, I you know, there's going
to
be a major awakening.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about a spiritual, I'm talking at a human level, there's got to be a major awakening. And I hope it's soon, because if people stay asleep any longer, I don't see any, there's going to be no bright future for anybody. It's going to be we're going to go into a high-tech dark age.
Dark age. That's perfect. High-tech dark age. That's exactly right. Precisely.
Way worse than the ancient dark ages. This
yeah.
is going to be some serious high-tech dark ages. And how do you get out of the dark ages when the technology itself, AI, is going to be deciding how
oh, it'll be AI will be 10
herd.
Steps 10 steps ahead of the human mind. AI, it will never catch up. Once they turn it over to AI, goodbye.
And, of course, there'll be certain ones with the key to the AI, so they're the ones who'll be still in
right.
the power, be in the power control. But there's the AI is just, look, they're already using AI for so many different things already. People don't realize, like, it's certain programs, like on phones, for instance. There's smartphones, there's a lot of AI tech already built into these smartphones already. And it's only going to get worse. It's only going to, and I say worse. AI is not for the better. It's for the worse. And it's just only going to control more and more of us. Because they're talking about AI running stores. Amazon's coming out with all these unmanned stores. And it's all going to be 100% AI ran.
Wow.
That's Amazon doing that
wow.
already. They want to convert Whole Foods
uh-huh.
over to that.
Huh.
Because already, by the way, Whole Foods Market is already converting their food supplies from actual, you could at some time, not all the time, but at least Whole Foods made an attempt at one time to at least 50% of their products on their shelves. You could trace the sources. Now it isn't that way anymore. It's just, you go in there, the workers all look like they're all unhappy. They look like they're working at Walmart. All the people that used to love their job at Whole Foods, they quit and went away. They're gone. And the only ones there now are just, you go to their nutritional, you know, because they had a really decent nutritional department, for vitamins and herbs and vitamins and natural products and stuff like that. Now they got people, when you go there, ask them questions, they're like, I don't know. They try to read a book. They're just not the workers that used to be there. And so that's way, you see what Amazon is doing to Whole Foods. That is the future for everybody, by the way.
Yeah,
that's what they want. They don't look. They're cutting corners and just Whole Foods just ain't Whole Foods anymore. It's just GMO, just well concealed GMO foods. I would say. In fact, I went in there not too long ago, Jeff, and I was talking. I said, well, they had some products. I said, well, and there was actually some supplements I was looking at. I said, can you tell me about the lineage?
The
actual manufacturing project,
right.
Of the manufacturing process. I said, does any of these come in contact or even share even the factory with GMO products? That's the first question. They had, well, and then the guy literally, and I kid you not, Jeff, you see, when you'd go there a few years ago, before Amazon took over, the person would know right away, or they knew where to look, the source.
There were some smart nutritionists, and others in there, yeah.
They did. They did have nutritionists and herbalists and naturopaths over there.
Yeah.
Now, I asked him some questions. He picks up the bottle and looks at the back and says, well, it doesn't say it on the label, so I guess it doesn't.
Well, there you
go. That's what he said. So that's the quality of service that is at Whole Foods now.
Yeah.
And I don't go there anymore. I ain't going to go there. I can't take that risk. And, you know.
It is a risk. It is a risk. Yeah.
It's a very big risk. Bad enough, I mean, your choices of clean, organic, non-GMO products is shrinking by the minute because it's... You don't know, most of the stuff now is sourced outside the United States. You know, your organic farms, most of them are 80% of them now are either from China or Mexico. And you already know organic to them, is that's a joke. And you try to use your local farms as much as possible, but the problem with even the local farms, what's going on, and a lot of these local farm co-ops, what they've done, is the big agri came in and just pretty much squashed them all out. And, you know, and through, and the problem is, again, like I've told you, you know, off air, if you have a field and you're growing non-GMO, you're not using the glyphosate, you're not using all the garbage, the pesticides, the problem is you don't know what the next field over is doing. And you're getting all that runoff from his field into yours.
That's right.
So it's bad. I mean, it's just really horrible. You would think people would care about their food supply. I mean, the basics, at least. They don't even care about that anymore. They don't care about their water supply. They don't even care about their own food supply. So, and that's the majority of the population of this country. How can you convince these people to do anything if they're not even worried about their own food and water supply? Really, what chance does anyone have to change the majority population's mind?
That's a very, very good point. Yeah. You summed it right up.
It's bad, man. It's sad. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know how to, I've at wit's end of trying to explain to people, strangers, I try to be nice, but
I
don't think it doesn't work.
Do it. You can't. You can't get through to them. They have to somehow make the effort after they've heard something, to initiate their own protocol of examination, of research, of thinking, of rational thought, linear thought. They've got to do it. Once they get on that road, then you can help them. But until then, you can't force anybody. They don't want to hear it. Like you said, they got the baseball cap on backwards. They got the big gut. They're fast food, diet cokers. Anyway. Bad.
No, you're not going to convince them of anything when their grocery basket's full of GMO microwave pizzas, of at least 6-7 gallons, half gallons of bottles of soda pop, you know, either be put the hot with the HFC in it. And actually, even, by the way, the non-diet sodas now have HFC, Ace K, aspartame most of the time, sucralose, and they actually put all of them in one bottle. They literally bunch of artificial sweeteners and HFC and mix it all together in a toxic stew, and they put it in a soda bottle, and people drink it by the half gallons and love it.
A lot of these fast food places, I guess, have limitless refills too for their drinks. Isn't that true? Once you buy one, you can keep filling it up.
Wow. Oh yeah, you see what these fast food places, they're just the big huge, you know, 40-ounce cups.
Yeah.
They just take one pour after another.
I can't believe it. I mean, it's amazing. And they're putting high fructose corn syrup in everything now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And Trump, oh, by the way.
All the sodas have the HFC. They all do. And except the diets, and then the diets are just loaded. See, what they do with the regular sodas, it's HFC, aspartame, sucralose, and Ace K. Okay? And what they'll do is that, I'm assuming then with the diet sodas, they just double down on all the artificial sweeteners. You know, double what they put in the regular sodas. Because, you know, the HFC's, you know, making up for the less amount of artificial sweeteners. It's beyond belief. And then they have the dyes, the caramel coloring, and who knows, even the water supply, where they use the carbonated water where they're getting it from. It's just a city water supply. They don't filter it. So you're getting fluorinated carbonated water mixed with caramel coloring, Ace K, aspartame, sucralose, and HFC. And that's soda. That's Coca-Cola. It's Pepsi. And the
sodium benzoate is another one.
Oh yeah, sodium benzoate for the preservative. Yeah, you got to have that in there, and you got to have that, and I think there's a couple other things. There's some dyes in there, and other.
FD&C. The so-called food colorings, FD&C dyes. They don't call them dye for nothing. And then look at the commander-in-chief. Look at the president. What kind of an example is he setting? Is he talking about national health and eating right and the dangers of processed food? No. He pictures him with a bucket of KFC, literally, next to him. A huge, what do they call it? A taco bowl or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, taco bowl with cheese and the sour cream meat. Yeah.
So there's our icon, right? There he is, just drinking a 12 to 24 Diet Cokes a day.
A case of Diet Cokes a day, the man. Up to a case he's drinking. I would say now he's up probably past a case of soda, a case a day. But it's all he does is just chug down on cans of soda and eat fast food. And then even these fast food places. You know, how many times, Jeff, have I seen fast food places saying, buy a bucket of chicken and we'll donate to the Susan Komen breast cancer program, which, by the way, is a complete money waste. That pink Susan Komen breast society or whatever they call that is 99% goes into the pocket of people, 1 cent goes to the actual research. The rest of it goes just into people's pockets and they're getting rich.
That's about, that's a normal ratio too. Any of these so-called charitable organizations, no more than 3-4%, 5% tops actually goes to do any work. It's all the rest of it's skimmed.
Yep. And the Susan B. Komen is the worst. That breast ribbons they hand out for people, the Pink Breast Awareness Day, and it's all a scam. It's, by the way, Susan B. Komen, most ones that sit on the board are Rothschild Zionists who sit on the Susan B. Komen board.
Well,
so you already know where the money's going.
Because the pay is good. You bet. They get paid very well. Yep.
And they don't have to report what the donations, the per diems, it's a whole big mess. And then, like I said, but what gets me, the irony is that they want to eat a gross bucket of chicken or a burger. McDonald's sponsors this program. And it's like, so I'm going to eat poisonous food, but you're going to donate a couple of cents to breast cancer research. Well, I got an idea. How about tell people not to eat your food to prevent breast cancer from happening? There's a good one.
Exactly. No, it's all backwards. Everything. Completely backwards.
Oh, everything's backwards. It's completely backwards. How someone can go in there with any rational thought and say, okay, I'm going to buy a Big Mac with a Diet Coke and a big thing of fake fries full of preservatives, okay? And then look right over there at the same counter saying, we're donating to help breast cancer and to help find a cure for breast cancer and breast cancer awareness. But you're not aware that you're eating poison. That's causing the cancer.
Right. Exactly. No, that's exactly right. It's the height of irony. It's black, dark ages irony. It's the worst. It just is. I don't even have enough words for it. high-tech dark ages coming up soon. You're
I think we're already at the beginning of it, actually,
Jeff.
I think we already are at the beginning. I think we're already entering maybe the third or fourth. Well, this will be the seventh decade of the high-tech dark ages. It's only going to get worse. With AI completely going to be running the show, I don't see what chance you got. And the next step, the biggest step is going to happen with this dark high-tech dark ages is when they go to cashless society. Because then they get to pick and choose who gets money, who doesn't get money.
Yeah, just around the corner.
Who can't
live. Just around the corner. They call it cryptocurrency now, but it's digital currency. That's where it's going.
Yep.
And all the big boys may mock cryptocurrencies, but they're all positioning themselves right now. Believe it.
I believe cryptocurrency, Jeff, has been a beta test for the cashless society anyway. I think it didn't happen by accident, this cryptocurrency. People can say what they want about it. That's off the grid living. That's not.
Right.
And that is going to be the future. And that's going to be a really sad, sick future.
Couldn't agree more. Gary, thanks for stopping by as always. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
And you have a good evening, Jeff. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Gary Holland. Always a pleasure to talk to Gary. Okay, hope you had a good time tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night and do it again. Talk to you then.